filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and since our regularly scheduled ghost isn't here, we'll just sort of cover what we hope that she would talk about, at least for the first break, and then we'll give her a call and see if we can get her. But we're going to be talking about a book called Unprotected, and it's written by a psychiatrist, works at one of the major universities here in California. Dealing with the young people, they have free health care for our college students, and of course, so many of our young people are just confused about life. And this is part of an intentional effort to change the moral structure of our society. And of course, as we've told you in the past, there really are evil and wicked people who hate Christianity and morality and Judaism and any moral principles they want to substitute for the our official attitude towards morality, the attitude of people, like Aleister Crowley, who said, do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. Do what thou wilt. Rather than God's law, which tells us all the things that we shouldn't do and gives us standards to live by, and if we follow those standards, we're going to be a lot happier. But there really is a satanic movement out there. You can see it reflected in what happens in Hollywood. For instance, it always used to be in Hollywood, and we've mentioned this analogy before, but if you go to the old movies, why, everybody was smoking. You watch the movies today, they're not smoking. Why? Because they're using Hollywood and the impression it has on our minds to convince us that now smoking is not proper, whereas before, why, of course, Edward Bernay was paid a great deal of money by the American Tobacco Company to get people smoking, especially to get women smoking. Oh, we wanted to get women smoking, and when I went to medical school back in the late 1940s and early 1950s, why, you almost never saw a woman with cancer of the lung. Now, cancer of the lung is the second most common cancer in women, specifically because Edward Bernay was so successful in convincing women that they should smoke. Came up with a wonderful little slogan, take a smoke, not a sweet. Take a smoke, not a sweet. To women, well, you're going to keep your weight down, you're going to look better, you're going to feel better. Smoking is wonderful for you. Well, they changed that attitude. They decided we were, it was just too expensive taking care of a lot of these people dying of cancer. So they changed the message that came out of Hollywood. When was the last time you saw a motion picture where the people were smoking? Not very often now. But you see, the word has gone out, don't encourage smoking. We encourage not smoking. Now, of course, we're encouraging people throughout the rest of the world to smoke, and our tobacco companies are over there. Why? It's a very efficient means of limiting the population. But right here, of course, we can't limit the population too much more. In fact, we've got to keep our population growing, keep its productivity up, to try in a vain and really hopeless effort now to preserve our safety net, our Social Security and Medicare. But it's too far gone. There's nothing can be done. But still, they don't want everybody dying off, at least here in the United States. No, it's all right for them to die off in other countries where the American Tobacco Company and the other Reynolds, and I don't know who the major tobacco companies are today, Philip Morris, are encouraging people in other countries to smoke. So that's how, of course, they change our attitude. And we see the same thing, certainly in motion pictures and television, about sexual promiscuity. I saw a nice movie the other day about a young girl in the fashion business, but the underlying theme was she jumps from one bed to another without any thought of the possible consequences that sexual intimacy has on her psyche, on her possible health. And that's, of course, what Dr. Grossman is talking about. So many of our people, both boys and girls, we've been told, you know, it's all right to hook up. It's all right to have premarital sex. This is the most normal thing in the world. And, of course, all this goes back to the Rockefellers and their funding of the Kinsey Report back in the late 1940s, early 1940s. Kinsey was a homosexual and a sadist and a masochist, and he was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation to put out a lot of phony science, giving us the idea that sexual promiscuity was all right. Why? Because the Rockefellers funded most of those things that lead to moral degradation. After all, if you have any moral people, they're not going to be worried about these abstract ideas such as freedom and individuality and belief in God. I mean, they are involved with the other side, those people who would advocate do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. But what happens when we have and promote sexual promiscuity? What does it do to the psyche of these young girls and boys, too? And one of the things I learned from Dr. Grossman's book is that there is a hormone that's secreted during sexual intimacy. It's the same hormone that's released when a woman is bearing a child or nursing a child. It's called oxytocin, and it actually produces a bonding experience. And so when you have an intimacy, an intimate experience with somebody else, that hormone is released, and you bond to that person. And as a young woman, you never forget that, not for all the rest of your life. And then what happens when the fellow just moves on? There's no commitment, and of course you're left there with a void in your life. And many of these young people are wondering what life is about, and they're so happy one minute and so empty the next. The incidence of suicide among our young people is increasing all the time because they have nothing to believe in, nothing to hold to. And then, of course, the sexually transmitted diseases. We told our young people, go ahead and be sexually promiscuous. I just use a condom. Ladies and gentlemen, in America today, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted disease. Oh, it's wonderful. We've got a wonderful new vaccine now. We have a wonderful new vaccine for human papillomavirus. We're going to stop, you know, unnecessary cervical cancer. Where are the long-range studies on that? There aren't any. What they did is they took one group of university girls, and what they were looking for, they weren't looking for cervical cancer. They were looking for abnormal pap smears, and they used that to justify campaigns. Give this vaccine to everybody in the world. Back in just a moment here. Hopefully, Dr. Grossman.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, you know, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I don't know whether we're going to have our guest this morning, so if you'd like to give us a call at 970-689-8255, that's 970-689-8255, we'd love to hear from you. But there was an old joke, you know the difference between herpes and love. Well, of course, herpes lasts forever. And unfortunately, with so many of our young people, this is true, this whole thing. This whole idea, all we have to do now is vaccinate people, vaccinate young women, and they're not going to get cervical cancer. You know, there are no long-range studies on that. In fact, if you really want to be concerned about the human papillomavirus, you'll do just about as well by giving these young girls folic acid, because that'll control the papillomavirus, and you don't have to vaccinate them. That's, but you know, they know these sort of things. But think of this: you're talking about a $300, a person vaccine that you can give to everybody in America. Look at all the profit. Why give something cheap like folic acid when you can give a vaccine? Now, does the vaccine contain thimerosal? I honestly don't know, but it contains aluminum and all the other adjuvants that actually set off an inflammatory cycle in the body and in the brain. And of course, the adjuvants that we utilize in these vaccines to make them more effective actually stimulate an abnormal immune response. Ordinarily, when you get a disease, well, your body mobilizes to fight it off, and there's a memory there, and you come in contact with the disease again. Ordinarily, you do not get that same disease because your body's programmed to respond. When you give the people a vaccine, you get an abnormal immune response. And of course, the effect of those adjuvants goes on because you're mobilizing artificially the immune system to make the vaccine more effective. And then we see this epidemic of autoimmune diseases in our people. Why? Because we've used an artificial mean to stimulate the immune system. We get an artificial immune response. And autoimmunity means you become immune to your own tissues of your own body. And of course, so much of multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and the autoimmune thyroid disease, and arthritis, and lupus, and all of these things are definitely related in one way or another to the vaccines, and also to many other things within our society that we're giving people to create these artificial problems, and you're never going to hear about this. In fact, the great tragedy as far as our young people is concerned is they're mixed up about life. I mean, what they need is somebody to say, look, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do. The reason you shouldn't be sexually promiscuous is because if you're sexually promiscuous, you're going to have psychological problems. And you're always going to remember every one of those girls or boys you had an intimate relationship with and wonder what if, especially as you grow older. And of course, what about the pregnancies that are going to result from sexual contact? And you think that you can just kill a baby and never give it another thought? Yes, some people are callous enough to do it, but an awful lot of women have real emotional problems, especially when they realize that they killed perhaps their only child. They'll never have a chance to have another child because so many very young people are getting gonorrhea, and of course a woman gets that, it gets into her tubes, it scars them, and then she can never have a child normally. Or she'll get chlamydia, and chlamydia is probably the most common sexually transmitted disease, and that gets into her tubes and scars them, and she can never have a child. And this is one reason we have so much infertility today. Other reasons, of course, the fluoride and the and the mercury and the aspartame that they're giving us to produce infertility in our people, and this is being done intentionally. They just don't want you to understand. That is the major reason for water fluoridation across America. That, and of course, to lower our intelligence so that we'll be more obedient servants to our new feudal masters. And it's a planned program of actually destroying the intelligence of our people. And of course, you know, it's interesting that they used to put iodine into our salt. All of our salt was iodized. Our bread was iodized. Our milk was iodized. Why? Because they knew that we were iodine deficient, because we don't eat enough fish. We don't eat the seaweed that they do in Japan and other areas. But you see, that's also, if you take iodine, abundant iodine, you don't get the thyroid disease. You can't put everybody on artificial thyroid and make a lot of money out of that. The armor company certainly wouldn't want you to be giving everybody iodine, because then they wouldn't be able to sell all that armor thyroid hormone so many people are taking at exorbitant prices today. And then of course, what happens is when people are iodine deficient, why, fluoride gets into their thyroid, and then they become hypothyroid, and then when you become hypothyroid, you're really not quite as smart as you were. Your mind doesn't work as well. Oh, you're not bad enough for children to get cretinism, as they do in areas where there's no iodine. We give them just enough not so that they don't become cretins, but it has a profound effect, and is one of the things the thyroid does. But we're getting off our subject of what's happening to our students, because these young people in our universities are victims of a massive social experiment that's being carried out here in the United States. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, if you'd like to call in and to give us a call. Of course, we were mentioning, of course, the sexually transmitted diseases. When I went to medical school, there were 5. Today, there are over 20 of them. Hepatitis B, you can get by sexual contact, and that's either that or blood transfusions or IV drug use. Those are the primary means of spreading hepatitis B here across America, and this is not a nice disease. Of course, they want to vaccinate everybody at birth so you can go out and be sexually promiscuous. But the trouble is, you vaccinate people at birth. By the time 15 years later they get around to being sexually active, why the vaccine doesn't work, but that's all right. They've made countless billions of dollars by giving hepatitis B to every child in the nursery. And, of course, created all sorts of problems, both mental and physical, because of the hepatitis B, one of the most dangerous vaccines ever devised. And yet, of course, it's being given theoretically so that our young people can be protected when they become sexually active. Well, maybe we ought to start talking to them about morality. Oh, we can't tell people what to do. We can regulate every aspect of the human endeavor. We can tap their telephones, or we can read their emails, or we can read their faxes through Project Echelon. And if you don't believe, they've been doing it for years, long before the threat of terrorism, and they're doing it all throughout the world. You go up on the Internet, as I did this morning, and Google in Echelon, Echelon. You'll find there are a lot of sites up there, put up there to deceive you and confuse you, but there are a few sites that will actually tell you all about Echelon. Of course, they blocked many of the websites that, you know, you can transfer to. Why? Because, of course, the NSA, which runs Echelon, also runs the web. Who do you think, you know, controls the web? Do you think that this information is just all up there, sitting around, you know, just floating in space? No, it's all mediated through the National Security Agency, that, of course, not only listens to your telephone calls, reads your faxes and your emails, and it's all done by computer, and has been going on for 20 or 30 years. They also know where you go on the web. They're keeping track of what you're thinking, because they want to know everything about you. For years, they have been putting into your cell phones, a little switch, so that they can actually listen to everything you say when you have a cell phone. Did you ever wonder when you go down to the store and you see you can buy four cell phones for, I don't know, $40 or something like that, buy one and get three or four free? Isn't that nice of them to make them so readily available? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason they're making them so cheap is that you'll buy one, you'll carry one, and they can track everywhere you are. It doesn't have to be on. They have switches there they can turn on remotely from a satellite, and then they can track wherever you are, even if your cell phone is off. Not only that, but what is so ingenious about these amazing bits of electronic device is that they can listen to everything you say. You know, whether you're in the bathroom or whether you're in the bedroom, everything you say they can listen to through the microphone that is in that cell phone that they can turn on. And that is true certainly on your computers. That is true and they can actually, there's a microphone built into our computers. Alex Jones had an article about it recently, but I have no question that there really are microphones that are built into computers. Most people don't know about it, but you know a better way to be able to monitor people, and they can even have the technology to pick your voice out from other voices. They know who's talking. They have the most amazing electronic ability to track every individual. And, of course, you can see how they want to get us onto a cashless monetary system. They want to have chips in every animal, every chicken. We'll have to have a 15-digit number, and we've been doing some programs on these RFID programs for tracking animals, but they want to do the same thing with human beings. The elite want to control everything, for the day will come when you'll either buy or sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, and our guest this morning would have been Dr. Miriam Grossman, but for one reason or another, she's not with us. My secretary took yesterday off. I didn't call all the guests for today, and I suspect we'll even have a few problems today. Under any circumstances, what are we doing to our young people? We're sending them off to college. They have no values. In many colleges, they have co-educational, dorms where, of course, you can just go to next door and sleep with your girl there or the boy there. And of course, they have something called now, a new term, it's called hooking up. It means having a sexual relationship with somebody that you have no feeling for at all. It's a one-night stand, as it were, and of course you get this momentary gratification, and then what? Well, maybe the girl is pregnant, maybe she's got a disease. Certainly we talk about heart attacks, so many of the heart attacks are not related to cholesterol at all. They're related to chronic infection. Half the people with heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels, and many of them are related to chlamydia infections. Chlamydia is a sexually transmitted disease. It gets into your body, it stays there, it hides, and then, of course, it can get into your blood vessels, and it can lead to inflammation and heart attack. And so many people carry these chronic diseases, mycoplasm, chlamydia, certainly the viral diseases, and just waiting for your immune system to get depressed, and then they come forward and begin to produce problems. And it's estimated that maybe up to 25% of heart attacks are related to these chronic infections, but you're not going to hear that through the regular media. And it all started with a sexual encounter, when you're just hooked up with somebody. But we have to teach our young people that, there are rules. God made rules, and there are these diseases out there, and there are consequences for what you happen. And when a girl gets pregnant, what does that do to her? She has two choices. Either kill the baby, or of course, her whole life changes, and now she's a single mother. In other countries, there are moral standards. In South America, you can't simply go out on a date with a girl and a boy together. There's got to be a chaperone. Why? Because we're naturally attracted. This is the way God made men and women to be attracted to one another. And if there's no barrier there, you do whatever you want to. Why, there are going to be terrible consequences. Give us a call, 970-689-8255, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, our regularly scheduled guest, is not here, and I guess she's not going to be here. All of her telephone numbers have an answering machine, so if you'd like to give us a call, 970-689-8255. But, you know, as you go back and you analyze how they have corrupted the morals of our youth. I mean, you go back to the 60s and how they began to introduce rock music. You say, rock music? Well, what's wrong with rock music? Well, in those days, I was reading the communist publications every week when they came out, and you should see my FBI file, because I read communist publications, I got my FBI file, and page after page blocked out in the name of national security. And where was I at risk? I was a patriot. I was trying to understand communism. At the time, I didn't realize, of course, that it was being funded here by the United States. Notice how we're funding communist China today. Think of your Wall Street Journal, and notice how Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank, they're investing billions of dollars in these failing Chinese communist banks that have over $1 trillion in you know, in unserviceable loans. But we funded communism all throughout, from its inception. We're funding communism today. But it's really not communism. It is a form of world fascism being funded and controlled by these people of great wealth who answer not to the God of the Bible, but to the God of the end of world. Because what energizes this whole movement to corrupt our youth and to corrupt our people and push rock music and drugs is this spirit of darkness in the world. So when the wicked Taliban were in charge of Afghanistan, why, they'd pretty well stop the drug trade, the opium trade. And now that the righteous Americans control Afghanistan, why, of course, they've got the biggest opium crops ever. Does anybody ever stop and ask themselves, how can it be that we, in a country we control, that when the wicked Taliban can stop the growth of opium, we can't stop it? I guess we're just not as wicked as the wicked Taliban, who stopped this terrible, destructive drug trade. Or maybe the reason we had to get rid of the Taliban was because they were doing so good a job, because the CIA has been in the largest purveyor of drugs in the world for many years, and everybody in the world knows it. It's just that the American people don't know it, because they control your reality. And that's covered in a book, incidentally, called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. We've bought up a lot of secondhand copies. They are available to Radio Liberty. If you haven't read Kiss the Boys Goodbye, the story of the men we abandoned in Vietnam, and Monica Jensen Stevenson's excellent book, which was actively suppressed here in America, and then when she got the copyright back and moved to Canada, they managed to buy up her publisher and accidentally just shred 5,000 copies of the book. We do have the book available through Radio Liberty, and we hope that you'll get the 4-tape set of my interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson on that subject. Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and then, of course, the 4-tape set of reduced price, The Men We Left Behind. If you aren't in tears after hearing about those men we abandoned so many years ago, we never talk about them anymore, thanks to the control of the media. Henry Kissinger knew they were there and abandoned them and wrote them off. They were expendable. Well, who's on the line today?
Dr. Stan.
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Phil in Colorado.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hey, good. I just want to make a couple points and then get off. I'm driving.
Sure.
The conditions aren't the best. But I think, I mean, looking at it from a biblical perspective, that China is being intentionally built up, and it will be the kings of the East mentioned with the army of 200 million in Armageddon. I just want to make that point from that point of view. And as far as one of the major contributing factors to the moral rot of America, it can be traced back to the theory of evolution. And a guy out there named Dr. Kent Hovind did a lot of good work and has a lot of good videos on that. That's at Dr. Dino, D-R-D-I-N-O, I think it's .com. But evolution is a disastrous theory, or whatever you want to call it, that has led to the slaughter of millions. And also, in its theory itself, it allows immorality because it's the deity of man. And so I just wanted to make that point about evolution and what I think China, in that area of the world, will fulfill in prophecy. So I need to get off the phone and go. I just wanted to mention that, so you have a good day.
God bless you, and I agree with both of those things. And you know, Kent Hovind's in prison today. He refused to collect money from the IRS for his employees, and I think they gave him 120 years in prison, something ridiculous. Anyway, Kent's a good man. He loves the Lord, and certainly we should pray for him. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And, of course, our caller, Phil's absolutely right. I mean, we're building up communist China so that they will be a real military force in the world. And certainly, whether he's correct about the 200 million, I suspect he is. I've always suspected that that's one reason we're building up communist China, for a great war with the West. After all, we have to create enemies. I mean, they wouldn't be able to have done what they have economically without our transferring our factories over there. And of course, the factories could not function over there if we hadn't taken down our trade barriers. It's all long-range planning. They plan these wars long ahead of time. But they can't let the American people know that. Oh, no, we're over there fighting in the Middle East because we're the good guys. And of course, we want to bring democracy to Iraq. And look at what a wonderful job we've done. Well, yes, things aren't going very well. It must have been a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people who are brilliant. They don't make mistakes. They knew exactly what they were doing when they went into Iraq, and then they dissolved the Iraqi army, and they dissolved the Iraqi police force, and they dissolved the Iraqi civil service, and then suddenly there's no electricity, there's no water, there's no local police, there is nothing there but the American forces, and they knew that they would be looked upon as occupiers. And you hear about all these terrorists who are firing on the Americans. These aren't terrorists. These are Iraqi patriots who object to the Americans, you know, being there occupying their country. They're smart enough to realize that we did not go in simply because we were worried about Saddam Hussein was going to attack us at any time, or Saddam Hussein was going to attack Osama bin Laden. Saddam hated Osama bin Laden. Why? Because Osama bin Laden was pushing this radical form of Islam, and that's the last thing Saddam wanted in his country. It was all a lie. But you have to tell a lie to get people to go along with the slaughter that's taking place in the Middle East today, both in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And what's going on in Afghanistan? Why, of course, the Taliban have a sanctuary in Pakistan. Who funds Pakistan? Why, you do, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax money is funding Pakistan and keeping Musharraf in power. And Musharraf's intelligence agency, the ISI, is funding and equipping the Taliban. Where do you think they're getting their money? I mean, how could you have, you know, this military force there unless somebody's supplying the weapons and the food for them? So we're funding the Taliban. We're then going north into Afghanistan to kill our soldiers and the British soldiers there. Vietnam all over again. Understand. Great diversion. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase and FDIC Insured Bank with a high deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8840. 8255. That's 970-689-8255. And certainly, we'll be glad to take your call. We were just mentioning really the tragedy of what's happening in Afghanistan, where, of course, we supposedly went in. You remember why we went into Afghanistan? Well, we went there to capture Osama bin Laden. But the Bush administration wouldn't allow our military to capture Osama bin Laden. Our military is made up of a lot of people who are very patriotic, who really believe in what they're doing, who want to do a good job. Just, they wanted to do a good job in Vietnam. They wanted to win the war. They didn't understand. We weren't there to win the war in Vietnam. Because all during Vietnam, we were funding the Russians who were funding the North Vietnamese who were killing our boys. And you only need to go back and look at the Kama River plant that we built for Russia during the midst of the Vietnam War. We paid for it. We provided the technology. We gave them the equipment to build the Kama River plant, to build the trucks that were then taken to Vietnam to carry the weapons down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to be used to kill our boys with. Now, the military was trying to block that, but the real power structure wanted the war to go on. There was a great diversion, just as the war in the Middle East is a diversion to what's going on in America today. And as our boys go overseas to fight for freedom, we are losing our freedom, our sovereignty of our nation here today. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry and Greeley.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good. I called yesterday, and I'm afraid I may have sidetracked you. You were going to make a point about the Boer War.
Yes, that was the fact that the number two man in the structure of the Boer hierarchy, the Afrikaners, was Jan Smuts. He was a young Englishman. He was an Afrikaner, but he'd been trained at Cambridge. He was part of the Cecil Rhodes group, and they wanted a war there, so they got him planted at the high echelons of the Boer Republic, number two man to Paul Kruger, and he was egging the Afrikaners onto the war. He was actually working for Cecil Rhodes. He was a plant in the Afrikaner government, and of course, once the Boer War was over, he spent all the rest of his life as part of Cecil Rhodes' secret society. Of course, Rhodes was dead. And I use the analogy, it's so difficult for people to imagine that these people could control both sides. They control both sides of the Boer War. We've seen recently the exposure of the number two man in the Irish Republican Army was a British intelligence agent, worked for MI5 or MI6, And as I look at Ahmadinejad, the leadership of Iran today, that we installed back in 1979, it almost is like deja vu all over again. Our agents or somebody's agents are there egging on and creating the background for what I fear is going to be a disastrous war that's coming with Iran. That was the point I started to make before I was interrupted, but thank you for calling and reminding me about that, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, do you have anything else you want to say?
Not today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so important that you stop and question everything going on today. And as I pointed out yesterday, listen to what Ahmadinejad is saying. He's a bright, intelligent, articulate individual. How could he be making such stupid statements? How could he be, you know, poking a stick at the gigantic American military, a machine that's out there, almost daring them to attack? Well, he is either the stupidest man in the world, which he's not, or he's playing a part. And I've often said, he looks like he came from Central Casting. And I'll never forget the line that, I don't know how many of you remember the program with Mulder that was the X-Files. It was a television series that ran for a number of years. But on one of the episodes, why supposedly they were talking to this man from the CIA, who says to Mulder, "You really don't understand what's going on. I mean, you work for the FBI, but I mean, we're with the CIA. We have an entirely different agenda. We create the enemies." He said, "Saddam Hussein? Actually, he was from Hoboken. We simply trained him how to speak Arabic and sent him over to Iraq. I mean, that's where Saddam Hussein came from. Now, that may seem sort of ridiculous to you, but the truth of the matter is that Saddam Hussein had worked for the CIA. And we have books written many years ago that talk about how Saddam Hussein was trained by the CIA back in the 1950s. He was trained as an assassin, and the first time he was ever assigned to kill anybody, he got so upset he vomited and actually couldn't carry out the assignment. But we trained him well. We trained him how to kill. The CIA trained him, and of course, we backed him at every turn. Go back and read about the 1980s. He was funded by the United States government under the Reagan administration. Donald Rumsfeld was over there shaking hands. There are pictures of Rumsfeld over there. We were providing them military equipment. We were providing them military assistance. We gave them billions of dollars. We gave them billions of dollars. We didn't lend it to them. We gave them billions of dollars. Of course, we lent them some, too, so he could build up his military, so he could fight the war with the Iranians, and, of course, solidify control over Iran by the mullahs who we placed in power. Nothing as it appears to be. Now, if you question what I'm just telling you, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a copy of the article, When an Ally Becomes an Enemy. It came out of the Washington Post, many years ago. It simply goes into the fact that we did finance Saddam Hussein. We even gave him permission to go into to attack Kuwait, back in 1990. The American people aren't supposed to remember that sort of thing. We're supposed to think everything is just as we're being told. We've forgotten that George Herbert Walker Bush encouraged the people of Iraq, the Shias in the south and the Kurds in the north, to rise up against the wicked Saddam Hussein. We would come to their aid, and of course we'd already were in Kuwait, had our forces there, and when they rose up, we abandoned them, and hundreds of thousands were slaughtered. Who's responsible? Why, the good people of America don't do anything. We'll be back to the moment to wrap up the program.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I apologize for the hodgepodge this morning, but I'd hoped we'd have Dr. Grossman with us. to talk about her book, Unprotected, certainly going into what the terrible things we're doing to our young people. And then, of course, well, hopefully we covered some of the history that may get you thinking. We're dealing with a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. There is another dimension. You can watch the television program like The Medium and believe that she really can get in touch with other dimensions. And the story really is based on a true story. There really was an Alison DeBaugh. And she did work for the DA, and she was a medium. And, of course, she could actually contact the other dimension. And there is another dimension there. There are spiritual beings who span that. And if you read the writings of the World Goodwill or the New Group of World Service or the Lucius Trust, go up on the Internet, look it up, find out we're telling you the truth. The Lucius Trust used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Well, you need to get our material. We have so much material out there. We have a wonderful two-hour interview with Constance Cumbrey we did just last Friday evening. And incidentally, you can listen to our programs, many of them on my website at RadioLiberty.com. They're archived there. We welcome you to listen to them, to copy them. Of course, we hope you'll want to buy them from us, but if you can't buy them, if you want to just listen to them and copy them for nothing, go ahead and do that. Anything we've produced, you have our permission to actually reproduce and circulate, as long as you're not doing it for profit. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the new four-tape set we're just turning out now called the Military Commission Act. Why? Because it's a blueprint for dictatorship. You don't think that they're refurbishing those Japanese concentration camps with $38 million just because they want to keep it alive in our mind that, you know, that how terrible it was to put people in concentration camps. No. They're refurbishing them for American subjects. American people. Why, if they're concerned about keeping alive how terrible it was to put the Japanese in concentration camps in 41 and 42, why are we giving Halliburton $385 million to build new detention camps in America? Ask yourself those questions. Check it out on the Internet. You know, if you can't get it there, we'd be glad to provide it for you. What we're telling you is the truth. There are people who want a dictatorship in America. And what are you doing to oppose them? Do you hope that maybe they'll come and take your neighbor first before they take you? That maybe we can, it's like feeding meat to a tiger, hoping he's going to become a vegetarian. There are wicked and evil people there. Where do you begin? Well, you begin with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the video or the audio tape or the VHS. If you want to understand what's happening financially, you need my talk on the financial tsunami. You want to, and there's a syllabus that comes with that at reduced price. If you want to understand the background of the war in Iraq, why you want to get my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, and a syllabus with that at a decreased price. If you want to understand how they're using sustainable development to take away our freedom, why you need to get my talk on sustainable development available on VHS, the syllabus goes with that. But our new four-tape set on the Military Commissions Act will explain to you exactly what this is about, the significance of the fact that they've repealed the Posse-Comitatus Law. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What are you going to do to help? Or are you going to simply sit by as the freedom we've enjoyed gives you remembrance of things past? Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, for our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.